kissed Gabriel's wife, said she must be perished alive, and asked was Gabriel with her. "Here I am, as right as the mail, and Kate, go on up, I'll follow," called out Gabriel from the dark. He continued scraping his feet vigorously while the three women went upstairs, laughing to the ladies' dressing room. A light fringe of snow lay like a cape on the shoulders of his overcoat and like toe caps on the toes of his galoshes, and as the buttons of his overcoat slipped with a squeaking noise to the snow-stiffened frieze, a cold, fragrant air from out of doors escaped from crevices and folds. "Is it snowing again, Mr. Conroy?" asked Lily. She had preceded him into the pantry to help him off with his overcoat. Gabriel smiled at the three syllables she had given his surname and glanced at her. She was a slim, growing girl, pale in complexion, with hay-coloured hair. The gas in the pantry made her look still paler. Gabriel had known her when she was a child and used to sit on the lowest step nursing a rag doll. "Yes, Lily," he answered, "and I think we're in for a night of it." He looked up at the pantry ceiling, which was shaking with the stamping and shuffling of feet on the floor above, listened for a moment to the piano, and then glanced at the girl who was folding his overcoat carefully at the end of a shelf. "Tell me, Lily," he said, in a